Thousands of red lanterns illuminated the Autumn Palace, suspended on strings so fine the lights looked like kites floating from roof to roof. I could have watched them all night, dancing on the wind and painting the twilight with a burnished glow, but my mind was elsewhere. For beneath the sea of bobbing lights, the square of splendid harmony was staged for an imperial wedding. Seeing all this red in celebration of Emperor Kanujin's marriage to Lady Sarnai should have gladdened me. I'd worked so hard and sacrificed so much for the peace their union would finally bring to Alandi. But I wasn't the same Maya as before. The Autumn Palace's vermilion gates rumbled, and I pushed through the throng of servants to catch a glimpse of the wedding procession. At its helm would be Lady Sarnai's father, the Shansen. I wanted to see the man who had bled my country from within, whose war had taken two of my brothers, and whose name alone made grown men shudder. The Shansen, his gold-plated armor shining like dragon scales from under his rich emerald robes, rode on a majestic white stallion. Gray touched the tips of his beard and eyebrows. He did not look as fearsome as I had pictured, until I saw his eyes. They gleamed like black pearls, fierce as his daughter's, but crueler. Behind him rode his favored warrior, Lord Sheena, followed by the Shansen's three sons, all with their father's dark, unsettling eyes, and a legion of soldiers wearing patches on their sleeves, embroidered with the Shansen's emblem, a tiger.
The Shansen will mount the steps to the Hall of Harmony, announced Chief Minister Yun loudly, where his daughter, Sarnai Opaya Makang, will be presented as our Emperor's bride. Tomorrow, Chief Minister Yun continued, the procession of gifts will be presented to the Emperor's court. On the third day, Lady Sarnai will formally ascend to her place as Empress beside Emperor Kanujin, Son of Heaven. A final banquet will be held to celebrate their marriage in the eyes of the gods.
The wedding music swelled and merged with the clatter of the Shansen and his men marching up the stairs. Firecrackers clapped, loud as thunder, and each stroke of the wedding drums boomed so deep the earth beneath my soles thrummed. Eight men strode across the hall, bearing a golden carriage draped with embroidered silk and armored with glazed tiles painted with turquoise and gold dragons. When the Shansen took his place before the hall, Emperor Kanujin stepped out of his palanquin. The music ceased, and we all bowed to the ground. Ruler of 100 lands, we chanted. Kagan of kings, son of heaven, favored of Amana, our glorious sovereign of Alandi, may you live 10,000 years.
Welcome, Lord Makangas.
Emperor Kanujin greeted him.
It is an honor to receive you at the Autumn Palace.
Fireworks exploded from behind the palace, shooting high beyond the stars. Ah! Everyone gasped, marveling at the sight. Briefly, I marveled too. I'd never seen fireworks before. Sendo tried to describe them to me once, though he'd never seen them either.
They're like lotuses blooming in the sky, made of fire and light, he'd said.
How do they get up so high?
Someone shoots them.
He'd shrugged when I frowned at him, skeptical.
Don't make that face at me, Maya. I don't know everything. Maybe it's magic.
You say that about everything you don't know how to explain.
What's wrong with that?
I had laughed. I don't believe in magic.